concept gained traction with the development of treaded rubber soles in the early part of the 20th century. These rubber-soled shoes were lightweight, comfortable, and hit the ground quietly, earning them the name sneakers. Design improvements have broadened the appeal of athletic shoes. People wear them everywhere. The athletic shoe has definitely gone Main Street. Using a hydraulic press, this employee forces a die through synthetic fabric to cut out patterns for the upper part of the shoe. At the next station, he punches out leather toe tips. The toe tip is one of numerous cutouts that add shape and structure to the synthetic upper. After arranging the tip parts on a non-stick tray, this worker places strips of thermal resin onto them. She drapes a non-stick sheet over the tray, then slides it into a hot metal press. The resin melts into the leather to stiffen and strengthen it. Another worker stamps the model number onto the heel cutout. Then it's over to the sewing department, where a worker stitches a reflector onto the athletic shoe upper. Other accent pieces call for more intricate stitching, so she arranges the parts on a computerized platform. The platform moves back and forth, allowing the needle to do a perfect job of stitching the accent pieces to the upper. This stitching would be difficult to execute manually. Once some of the more substantial pieces have been applied to the shoe, it's time to sew on a reflective logo, and the needle is once again guided by computer software. This athletic shoe upper is now ready for its resin-fortified leather toe tip. She stitches it in place, and then pieces together the collar, and sews it to the back of the shoe. She installs thick foam padding on the inside of the collar, and then turns it right side out to tuck the padding neatly inside and hide the seam. Putting on the collar has obscured the top lace holes, so she clears them with a compressed air punch. Down the line, more computerized needles embroider brand information onto the tongue panels. The next worker sews a liner and padding to the panel, again working inside out to hide the seam. Another worker then stitches a fabric base onto the athletic shoe. She applies a piece of rigid plastic to the heel, which adds structure and support to the back part of the shoe. Further down the production line, a worker tugs the shoe onto a foot form called a last. They heat it to make it malleable enough for this machine to pull it to the shape of the last. At the same time, nozzles apply cement to glue the overlap to the fabric base. Then a machine heats both the upper and a rubber sole. The heat activates glue applied to the sole earlier and also prepares the upper for bonding to that sole. They initially use manual force to press the two together. And then the shoe is subjected to mechanized pressure. Inside this machine, a rubber bladder expands to force the two together for a complete seal. The shoe then gets a foam insole with an arch support. The worker laces it partially and then pairs it up with the other shoe. An inspector examines the pair for defects. It has taken about 21 minutes to make this pair of athletic shoes. And they should be able to take a real workout.